So it's been around a month since I've been adopted by my master. I was taken on through an adoption program after the discovery of Kimono Mimi in the human realm. The embassy for humans wanted to integrate as well into society. It doesn't mean there weren't bad stories, but I think I got very lucky with my adoption. I've never had a problem with my master at all. They're always so kind and considerate. I even have my own bed. I've never had my own bed before. I think harpies are relatively easy to handle. I don't need much special attention, although people at college say I have bird brains. I'm not sure what it means, but it sounds like they're trying to hurt my feelings. It doesn't matter, though. I know I'm good and I try my best. That's all that truly matters in the end. I think I was quite a shock, though, for my master. I kind of just showed up one night. He said to the lady at the door that he'd never signed up to look after me, but she refused to take no for an answer because then I would have had to have gone home with her. She had enough of looking after monster girls, but I don't mind. Busy lady, you know how it is with adults. That's when I finally got to see who was looking after me for the first time. They seemed a bit out of their depth. That's okay. I seem to make people a bit unsure. I had to tell him what bird girls are like. And where to even begin? Anatomically, we can be similar, but not the same. Our wings can be big or small, thick or thin, fat or skinny, and not to mention the feather quality. I'll never forget the first night. I even got my very own bird bath. I know we've only known each other for a few hours, but it's important for harpies to get our daily baths before bed. We have to make sure our feathers are clean and dust-free, or it can affect our flying. Master, can you bathe me? Huh? Why are you pink in the face? Did I say something wrong? Are you sure? But, yeah. So this is the bathroom. It's so big. The tub can fit both of us. You're not going to join me? I guess humans have different grooming habits. You'll have to teach me about your kind as well. I really am quite unsure about all this. I'll just get in the bath now. So nice and warm. I'm sorry if I came across as a little strange. I didn't have the best time bringing in back at home, but I kind of feel like I can be myself around you. I suppose I can tell you more about my kind. The biggest difference is, of course, our wings. We still have our arms underneath with the bone structure, but picking things up can be a little tricky. Our legs as well are scaled and, well, the feet are talons. I clean them with a toothbrush to make sure they are healthy. Ooh, like this one here. Huh? What's wrong? The skin doesn't quite shed like normal skin, so I have to be careful to maintain it. This is the same for other harpies. I have heard of how harpies work for humans. How we can carry things for humans with our talents and take it to another destination. Maybe I could get a job as a delivery harpy. What uniform would I look cuter in? UPS or FedEx? would look so cute in shorts and a hat. Although, I would need to learn how to gently use my talons. I kind of have a death grip with them. Not sure people would want holes in their boxes from when I was gripping too tight. Or, they could put all the packages in a bag and do it that way. Although, still learning to be soft with them would be a good life lesson. Especially since humans can be quite fragile. Not that I'm looking to hurt you or anything, just these wings can pack a punch. Although I was discouraged from flying now that I'm in the human realm. I don't want to upset anyone or get you in trouble, since you were kind enough to take me in after all. I have to be on my best behavior. You can take me somewhere that I can fly? Like a field? Will you have a trail nearby? I would love to do that. I can show you how strong I really am. Plus, having the air through my wings feels amazing. Sometimes I like to fly up so high and come rushing back down again. Then at the last second, spread my wings out and swoop back up again. Although, it's not uncommon for me to get grazed. See, I got this scar from landing face first into a rocky shore. That was a bad day. This one here was for getting swept in a wind current, which is not my fault. I couldn't physically see it. And then I went upside down into an evergreen. Then this one on my back, that's for when I was playing with the other harpies. We were racing, and of course, I was winning, so they, ganged up on me and made me go backwards into a rock wall. That wasn't a good day. But this harpy has learned from it. I'm big strong now. Ain't no one messing with me. Mainly because I don't have many friends, but you're my friend now, right? I've never had a human friend before. You look quite different from me. Like your feet, and I can't imagine what it's like not bumping and bruising your wings all the time. Mine are quite long for my body, but I assume that's why I'm so fast. And I can keep you warm with hugs. But humans don't look so soft because you have no feathers like me. Preening feathers can be quite fun as well. It's therapeutic. It shows trust and friendship. Although, it's a little tricky because of my hands. Do you think I could possibly ask you to do it to me at some point? I know it's a strange thing to ask, but it would help me feel more reassured. Not that you have to do it. I don't want you feeling forced, but I maybe do need a little bit of assistance with a few things. I can help you back, though. Since we are used to preening, I can do it to you. Imagine my little feathers going past your ears as I go through your hair. We can be good at de-stressing. I can wrap you up in my wings as you go to sleep with the world's softest blanket. Oh, you want to know what I eat? It's the same as you, Master. There you go again with that pink face. Isn't that not what I'm supposed to call you? I was specifically told to call you that. There was also Sir, Mr., Partner, Carer, Hubby. I don't know what Hubby is, but the adoption agency was very keen to make sure we got on very well. I couldn't figure out why, but it is what it is. As long as we get along, then I can't complain at all. If I'm honest, I was really nervous meeting you, but you kind of melded my insecurities right away. Something about how you hold yourself. You emit peace and tranquility. You have a mean face, almost, but your actions and how you speak to me say otherwise. What else can I talk about? I'm a harpy, but there are different types of me, I guess. There's black harpies. Their nature is a bit mean and upfront. I don't dislike them, but they are way smarter than me and pick on me. That's how I got the scar on my back from one of them. So I'm wary. They're siren harpies. They can sing. They have beautiful voices. Apparently humans are susceptible and fall asleep to them. I bet you there's going to be a few idle sirens soon. You just mark my words. Cockatrices are even smaller than me by default. They are so small they can't fly because of their wing shape. However, their legs are incredibly powerful. But they lack in airspeed. Well, they can pretty much almost match it on the ground. Crow Tengu are as they sound. They appear very much like crows. They are really good at mimicking voices, so they're a lot of fun to be around. They are rare though. They prefer to live in the mountains, so I imagine a lot of them have been placed with masters over there. 1, 2, 3, 4. That means there's two more. Yeah. Next is Gandharva birds. They are greatly desired in your realm. Mainly because of their... They're great at rhythm and music, and they have super powerful eyes. Very attractive, even I can admit it. Last, but most certainly not least, owl mages. Yup. You heard me right. They are nocturnal, so it's hard to get any action from them in the daylight. You're pink again. They appear bulky, but they're actually so lightweight. If you ever get to see a water show with an owl mage, do not pass it up. They create magic before your very eyes, dazzling and gleaming. That's pretty much it. Then there's me. Happy-go-lucky. I do like stimulation, though. That's a personal thing for me. I'm getting sleepy, though. Maybe time to get up my bird bath? I think I'm clean enough. The towel is so nice and soft. I have my own bed. And it's amazing. It's just I don't want to sleep alone tonight. Can I share your bed? Thank you. My feathers will dry over time naturally. I don't like heat or anything. I produce a lot on my own, so it'll be fine in no time. It's so soft and nice to lie down. This is really nice. I like this moment. I can feel myself drifting off to sleep, and I can hear you breathe me. I can't believe I was so worried about you. I have so much to learn about humans, but it's clear to me that you have a lot of love to give if the situation is quite right. I'm so grateful. Please don't think I'm not. I might fall asleep to this. It was a long journey just to get to you. It was worth it though.